Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of
Genevieve Wood joining us from the Heritage Foundation, the Daily Signal, dailysignal.com. So Hunter knows where Hunter is. It's just that nobody else in the media knew where he was. Genevieve?
Yeah, I love he says he's living his life. I'm like, he's probably living the life, considering how much money he was raking in over the years with his special deals. Yeah, so he finally appeared, but I think your church is still going to be very popular because my guess is he now goes back into hiding after making this one appearance with, frankly, one news anchor who asked none of the tough questions, as usual.
Well, you know, and here in St. Louis in particular, there were, if you had to prioritize what you were going to watch last night, baseball was number one. If you started to get disgusted with how bad the Cardinals were playing, you might have switched over to CNN number two. I'm guessing most people didn't see the groundbreaking breaking news interview on ABC with Hunter Biden. So I want to play one more bite. Hunter got a little defensive when they asked him how much money he got paid.
You were paid $50,000 a month for your position?
Look, I'm a private citizen. One thing that I don't have to do is sit here and open my kimono as it relates to how much money I make or did. But it's all been reported.
Yeah, a little defensive reason, and I hope he keeps that kimono closed.
Yeah. That's just a picture I don't even want to think about right now. No, you're right. But, I mean, you're right. Totally defensive. I mean, why did he sit down to an interview when that's the whole controversy, right? Is you're making a lot of money and people are having a hard time figuring out exactly why. Well, we all know why, because of who your dad was and the position he was in. But that was his perfect opportunity to explain to the world his foreign policy expertise and how much more he knows about Ukraine and energy policy than the rest of us thought he knew. But he didn't go anywhere near that. He just got defensive about the actual pricing. But look, I don't think this is a story that's going to go away. I know they had the debate last night. None of the candidates really asked Joe Biden about that. They all talked about impeachment, but they never really talked about the whole Ukrainian piece at all. I still think that's something that could easily come up. I think they're hoping that Joe Biden will kind of go down on his own and they don't have to come after him and take him out. But I think eventually one of them is going to have to bring that issue up.
Cooper kind of apologized. It's like he was running interference for Joe Biden when he started out his questioning last night of Biden.
This is a false accusation.
Yeah, I want people to hear the first part of this. But he does come back with him with a question that I would have asked Biden had I been on that stage last night. Listen to this here, folks.
Vice President, President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you. Having said that, on Sunday, you announced that if you're president, no one in your family or associated with you will be involved in any foreign businesses. My question is, if it's not okay for a president's family to be involved in foreign businesses, why was it okay for your son when you were vice president? Vice President Biden?
Look,
hello.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Like a deer in the headlights. He was like a deer in the headlights, but it's a great question. Right?
It is a good question. I mean, I think his answer could have been, look, I want to make sure that there's absolutely no appearance to anybody that anything was wrong. So I'm that's going to be the standard. And I should have had that. He could have said I should have had that standard back in the day. But he was shocked. But again, I still argue, I mean, the way that Anderson Cooper began that question by saying this is a false accusation, he doesn't know that. He then went on to say, I mean, the facts so far don't show that this is a problem. He doesn't know. But, I mean, he clearly set it up. I mean, the bias that you saw in the questioning, I think, last night was the exact reason that people are so disgusted with the mainstream media. I mean, you know, there were a few good questions here and there. But overall, softballs. And as I said, questions like that, when we're just, I think we're set up with very biased angles from the get-go.
Well, of course they were. It was pretty pathetic. One more quick bite here from Hunter Biden, where he admitted that he wouldn't have gotten the job with Burisma had his last name not been Biden.
If your last name wasn't Biden, do you think you would have been asked to be on the board of Burisma?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't think that there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life that if my last name wasn't Biden.
You think that initial drug dealer sold him drugs because his last name was Biden? I mean, I'm just trying to extrapolate out on his answer here, but he basically admitted Burisma hired him because that right there is a violation of something.
Yeah, maybe Anderson Cooper should have watched that interview. But Mark, this is why he's been, quote-unquote, in hiding. This is why he's done one interview, because he doesn't have good answers. And not only does he not have good answers, he doesn't seem to have the chutzpah to, like, come up with a good spin on the answer.
No, thank you.
You know, I mean, it's like none of his responses, they either were defensive or they were just flat. And they weren't helpful, I don't think, to the case of the Bidens. So, I, as I said, I think he'll go back into hiding and we won't see him for some time.
Genevieve, I pointed out last week or maybe 2 weeks ago when this whole thing started to gain steam a little bit, that, you know, I for two terms served on my local city council here in the greater St. Louis area out in Wildwood. And every year you had to, as you were running for office, you had to sign a declaration that basically said that nobody in your immediate family worked for anyone who held a contract with the city of Wildwood. That you had to declare that up front so that if you ended up taking a vote on something, there was no conflict of interest that you were somehow only hiring company X because your son happened to work there. You had to declare it up front. Why is this any different? That would have been my other question to Joe Biden last night. I don't care if you discussed it with Hunter or not. You clearly golfed with he and his Burisma buddies. How can you argue that it wasn't a conflict of interest for him to be receiving money from somebody in the Ukraine while you were giving U.S. tax dollars to the Ukraine?
Yeah, it's so obvious, Mark. I mean, and it's so obvious. And this is, again, why they don't want to talk about it. But look, this is where, you know, if you're involved in politics, whether at the national level, the state level, whatever it happens to be, you have to go out of your way. It's your obligation as an elected official, somebody entrusted by the voters and the public, the people you represent. You know, you're overseeing, you know, in many cases, a lot of money through programs that you have power over. It's your obligation to make sure that even if there's not a double standard, there's no appearance of a double standard.
Right.
There's no appearance of a conflict of interest. And I just frankly think most politicians, as they do on many things, just kind of take it for granted that they don't have to play by those rules. And that goes up to the highest level, and that includes Joe Biden. Until they get caught and it's called out, every time a politician gets in trouble, we all say, what an idiot. Didn't they know this was going to be a problem? You know, and then you look at them and they act like, oh, gosh, I never thought I'd be the one who got caught. It happens all the time.
It does.
And like I said, I don't think they've got any, they really have no explanation here beyond, yes, Hunter Biden had the job he had because his last name was Biden, his father was Vice President of the United States, and that company thought they were going to get some sort of influence with the administration at the time by putting him on their board, and they thought that was worth $50,000 a week or whatever he was getting, and that's the story. I mean, I think that's pretty simple.
Yep. Genevieve Wood, our guest this morning from the Heritage Foundation. The Drudge Report runs a poll after each one of these Democratic debates. Now, I know it's not scientific. Last time I looked at it, about 100,000 people had voted online on this. They voted Tulsi Gabbard the runaway winner last night. I don't know if you watched any of her answers or not, but here's what she said last night that must have made a lot of the crazy left Democrats watching must have just driven them crazy. Go to cut four, please.
Unfortunately, this is what we've already seen play out as calls for impeachment really began shortly after Trump won his election. And as unhappy as that may make us as Democrats, he won that election in 2016.
Wow. What an... Tulsi, are you on the right stage?
Yeah, no, when I saw her say that last night, I'm like, I think she may be the first Democrat who's actually admitted that. I don't know that I've heard another one actually say Donald Trump won the election in 2016. Yeah, I'm surprised we didn't see some heads explode on the stage. But she had a couple of those moments last night where, you know, it wasn't that they were, these were right-wing statements. She just challenged the current conventional wisdom of the leftists in the Democratic Party, which is basically now the entire party. You know, she talked about abortion should be rare, and that we should be working towards that direction. I mean, that's not the pro-life stance that I want to see. In other words, she wasn't saying calling for defunding of Planned Parenthood and so forth, but she was the only one up there who even had a sensible stand on issues like that. I mean, defense across the board. She made more sense, I think, than any of the others that I heard.
Yeah, even though she's clearly gaining no ground on the Democratic side, I'm not even sure her performance last night helps her. Go to cut number five, where she discussed abortion.
I do, however, think that there should be some restrictions in place. I support codifying Roe v. Wade while making sure that during the third trimester, abortion is not an option unless the life or severe health consequences of a woman.
Yeah, so there she does. She doesn't like the idea of third trimester abortions. So she's really flying in the face of a lot of the more radical wing of the Democratic Party. Maybe Joe Biden comes out soon and announces Tulsi Gabbard as his running mate.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, at the national level, I hate to give him any advice, but that'd be a much better call. I mean, in terms, if you want to, you know, have a candidate who definitely has more leftist policies and is, you know, far different in direction policy-wise than the Trump administration is going to go, but, you know, could make her case. And I would say isn't necessarily an old-school Democrat. She's still pretty left, but when she's compared to all those others up there, she looks really moderate. But, yes. I mean, you have to think about who she's standing next to, and you have to listen to what they're saying, and you're like, wow, she is a moderate. I mean, compared to these folks.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. My daughter was sitting there watching it with me last night, and she had no idea who Tulsi Gabbard was, but she was struck by what she was saying and her appearance on stage with some of these other Democrats. So who knows? Maybe she gets a little traction after this. Genevieve, what was your reaction to the fact that once again Nancy Pelosi was announced that she would not take a vote on impeachment? I think it's just an admission that Pelosi knows there's no there, and it kind of disrobes the emperor in terms of what their real intention is here, just to ride this to the election.
Yeah, well, I think what it shows is if there is anything there, they haven't got it. Okay,
yeah.
If they had it, they would be voting. But I think the reality is you're absolutely right. They don't have it, and so therefore she doesn't want to have to put any Democrats on record. They can all be on record saying, I think we should investigate, I think we should have an impeachment investigation. But this way they don't have to be on record saying, I actually voted to impeach when I didn't actually have the evidence. And I think that's what she's trying to have it both ways. She wants the public to think all the evidence is there, he's totally guilty, but we're not voting on it. I mean, she's really trying to have it both ways because she knows the evidence isn't there, and so she doesn't want to put especially Democrats in tough districts who in many cases were red districts or blue districts that went for Trump last time around. She doesn't want those folks to have to be on the record. But again, I don't think the public's dumb. And I think the longer this goes on, the more clear it becomes. This is more politics than it is a legitimate investigation.
Yeah. Seeing Matt Gaetz kicked out of that hearing and understanding everything
it's
leaked.
Yeah. Capitol Hill is often a circus, but this is all three rings and sideshows and the whole bunch. I mean, because you're going to see more of it. You're going to see more of it because they can't let them in. You can't let Mark Meadows or Jim Jordan or any of these people in because they're going to ask good questions and they're going to know you guys don't have the goods.
And the ringmaster is Adam Schiff, no doubt about it. I got to run, Genevieve. Thanks so much for your time.
Get more at 971talk.com. Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.